And the speaker in the next poem, which is called A Thousand and First Night, is of course Scheherazade, who for a thousand nights, told stories every night to the Sultan, who was going to marry her and then on the wedding night kill her, strangle her, as he had done previous wives. And she saved herself, as you recall, by telling these stories and saving the end until the next night. And he was so interested in hearing the ending of the story that he always let her live one more night so he could find out the end, could find out the ending, and then of course she started a new story that same night. Well, the presumption is that after the thousand nights that she lived happily ever after with him. But I wonder... I did what the rug makers do. Begin at the edges. Leave no gaps. Tie all loose ends. Connect everything. I have worked us into the center, king and queen, enclosed by the fantastic hedge of animals and plants I invented to keep me alive. My husband points to his newly acquired heart, which shows bright as glass through the skin and beats as fast as a cuckoo's against my cheek. Oh, the mercy of language whose spellbound figures inhabit the walls of the mind until the monster finally dreams his human origins. Tonight, no one dies in this kingdom. By morning, I will have turned into a character, stripped of foresight, ignorant of connections, in the only story I cannot invent. A tale of horror, perhaps, bloody and short. It may cancel all benign transformations. I look at my husband, the strangler's hands, lunar, disarmed by sleep, perfumed by my skin. I cannot imagine how this story ends.